in the limelight.
The ongoing attempts to take over Muslim holy places, whether in Al-Quds, Al-Khalil or in Nablus, continue apace, as does valiant Palestinian resistance to them, says Joseph Massad, journalist, in an article published under the heading, How Zionism is Fueling a Religious War Over Al-Aqsa Mosque. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. The Zionist Jewish colonial fundamentalist group, the Returning to the Mount, which advocates the construction of a third Jewish temple in Haram al-Sharif, the third holiest place in Islam, and is associated with the racist Catch group, announced recently that it plans to sacrifice animals as part of the Jewish Passover rituals on Friday, April 15th in Haram al-Sharif. In response, Hamas declared that it will not allow such rituals to take place and will prevent them at any cost. The Palestinian Authority and the Jordanian government also condemned the plans. Palestinian worshippers insisted on remaining in the mosque recently to prevent the extremist Zionist group from entering Al-Haram and were attacked by the Zionist regime forces, who injured more than 100 Palestinian worshippers. Just before 2003, the Zionist regime began to allow no more than three religious Jews to visit Al-Haram at a time, but since then has steadily increased that number to more than 50, and does so without the approval of the Islamic Waqf authorities. By 2009, after making racist remarks about Palestinians, the Zionist regime's internal security minister, Yitzhak Aharonovich of the right-wing Yisrael Beitenu party, paid yet another visit to Al-Haram. More Zionist provocations and desecrations continued. In September 2015, the Zionist regime prevented Palestinians from entering Al-Haram to make way for Jews to go and pray there. A Palestinian uprising ensued in which the Zionist regime police shot a score of Palestinians, whereas the Zionist regime banned members of the Knesset from visiting Al-Haram. Following the uprising, Benjamin Netanyahu lifted the ban in 2018. In fact, the issue of whether Jews are allowed to enter, let alone pray at Al-Haram al-Sharif, remains a major point of contention in Jewish religious circles in the occupied territories, so much so that last year Netanyahu was rumored to have concluded a deal with a conservative rabbi and head of a political party to temporarily bar Jews from entering Al-Haram in exchange for joining his coalition cabinet. The ongoing Palestinian resistance against the Zionist colonialism of the past few weeks, whether in the occupied territories or in the West Bank and Gaza, has reached a fever pitch, with Israeli killings of Palestinians across the West Bank, especially in Jenin. While Palestinians realize that settler colonialism has targeted and continues to target the entire land of the Palestinians, the ongoing attempts to take over Palestinian Muslim holy places, whether in Al-Quds, Al-Khalil or in Nablus, Maqam Yusuf al-Daq, a local saint, or what Zionist zealots allege in the biblical Joseph Tomb, continue rapidly, as does valiant Palestinian resistance to them. While the Israelis had been corralling their supporters among Arab leaders in the last month, whether the Jordanian government to pressure the Palestinian Authority to repress any possible uprising during the current holy month of Ramadan, or the Egyptian government to warn Hamas not to engage the Zionist regime as it represses West Bank and East Al-Quds Palestinians, the next couple of weeks may see such schemes falter. Palestinian resistance and uprising against the settler colony have not ceased since the first arrival of Jewish colonists in the 1880s. The Zionist regime can call upon whatever Arab leaders it wants to help it quell Palestinian protests, but there is no reason to believe that the Palestinians will ever stop resisting as long as Zionist settler colonialism remains.